You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. Medical trauma can profoundly impact a person's relationship with their own body, as illustrated through Jay's powerful journey of disconnection and eventual healing. After enduring numerous medical procedures, some unnecessary and poorly explained, Jay experienced a deep disconnection from their physical self. The dismissal of their pain and concerns by medical professionals created a situation where even basic self-care became challenging and anxiety-provoking. Touch felt foreign, and Jay described feeling numb and guarded, as if their body was no longer a safe space to inhabit. The turning point came when Jay discovered the soft approach, which introduced a fundamentally different way of relating to their body. This method prioritizes consent, personal boundaries, and individual pacing, elements often missing in traditional medical settings. The core principle centers on giving patients permission to move at their own speed, to decline interventions, and to establish clear boundaries throughout their healing journey. This approach proved transformative for Jaiwa, who found a soft practitioner willing to listen to their story without judgment. What makes the soft approach particularly effective is its emphasis on gentle, incremental progress. For Jay, this meant starting with simple practices like placing a hand on their chest for a few breaths or simply sitting quietly in awareness. The approach never pressured them to achieve specific feelings or states of relaxation. Instead, it encouraged regular self-check-ins with the fundamental question, "Is this okay right now?" This simple yet powerful query became a cornerstone of Jay's healing process, allowing them to maintain control and agency over their healing journey. The transformation was gradual but significant. Jay began noticing subtle physical sensations returning, warmth, tingling, and even moments of comfort. These small victories accumulated over time, leading to more frequent experiences of trust and making self-care feel achievable again. The numbness and disconnection that had characterized their relationship with their body began to dissolve, replaced by a growing sense of safety and self-awareness. Perhaps most importantly, Jay's relationship with their body evolved from one defined by medical trauma to one shaped by their own choices and gentle attention. For those dealing with medical trauma, the soft approach offers a simple but powerful starting practice. Place your hand somewhere on your body that feels accessible and safe. Ask yourself if this contact feels okay in the moment. If it does, remain there for a few breaths. If not, adjust or stop completely. This practice emphasizes that you are in control of your healing journey, and each moment of choosing and respecting your own boundaries helps rebuild trust with your body. The approach recognizes that healing is deeply personal and cannot be rushed or forced. The methodology demonstrates that healing doesn't need to follow a predetermined timeline or pattern. Instead, it honors the individual's pace and needs, recognizing that true healing emerges from a place of self-respect and careful attention to one's own boundaries. This patient-centered approach marks a significant departure from traditional medical interactions, where patients often feel pressured to comply with standardized procedures regardless of their comfort level. The impact of medical trauma can be long-lasting, affecting everything from daily self-care routines to one's fundamental sense of bodily autonomy. However, approaches like SOFT offer hope and practical tools for reconnection. By prioritizing consent, personal boundaries, and individual pacing, this method provides a framework for rebuilding trust with one's body after difficult medical experiences. The journey may be gradual, but each small step taken with awareness and respect contributes to the larger process of healing and recovery. For practitioners interested in incorporating this approach into their work, the SOFT certification program offers comprehensive training through levels 1, 2, and 3 available through their website. This training enables therapists, yoga instructors, and body workers to better serve clients dealing with medical trauma and support their journey toward reconnection and healing.
Thank you for joining us on the SOFT Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.